It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time to catch up with head coach of the Bartlesville football team, John McKee. During the John McKee Show, as we're live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Special thanks to Taco Mayo and OK Federal Credit Union for bringing you the John McKee Show this evening, where we preview Bartlesville's game this Friday and talk about all things Bruin football. Let's head out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall with the coach. It's the John McKee Show on K1. Welcome out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. It's the John McKee Show on AM 1400, FM 93.3. Hope that your Wednesday evening is going well. Weekly chat with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. We're at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. By the way, we always invite you out here if you'd like to come out every Wednesday evening during football season. We've got just a little bit more than 1 month left in the regular season. Bruins coming off their first district victory. Bartlesville beating Ponca City 42-40 this past week on the road. And Coach McKee, now that that one's all wrapped up and in the books, how big of a one was it for you guys on Friday?
Well, it's always nice to get a district win in district, get the first one out of the way. So we did that. Now we can focus on basically the four games that we have left, because we're going to have a bye week this Friday. We've got Capitol Hill on the schedule, so that's going to be, wind up as a forfeit, and we'll move on to the next four games on our schedule.
Yeah, Bartlesville will next play at Sepulpa a week from Friday. That's October the 14th. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Chieftains coming up next week during the program, and we can talk a little bit about them here at the end. Going over that 22-point victory over Ponca City last week, forced a big turnover, couple big turnovers. You guys were up 7-0, forced a fumble, scored on the very next play that puts you up 14-0. Then also had an interception right before halftime by DeAndre Williams that really kind of almost was a 14-point swing perhaps toward the Bruins' direction. How big were those two turnovers in the first half to help you guys pull away?
Well, those are big turnovers. I mean, we take our first offensive possession, we go down and score, kick the ball off, and then we get the big, I think it was their first offensive play, if I remember correctly. But, they ran a screen, wide receiver screen out to the outside, and I think Cole Williams got the ball loose, and we come up with a big turnover there, and down in their territory. Set us up perfectly, and Coach Rice made a good call, and we get a nice touchdown to Baron Tanner, running a hot route for us, and he gets into the end zone, and we're up 14-0 before basically they run an offensive play. So that was a good start for us.
We've talked about turnovers the previous four or five programs, but on the other side of the coin, so I'm sure it was nice, and it really shows. Not that they didn't know already, the guys, how big a proponent that can be for you when you're able to force them rather than giving it up on your side.
Wow. You're going back to football 101 there. Wow, what a concept.
Yeah, thank you.
Get turnovers and don't turn the ball over. That's really good. Did you learn that at Wichita State?
Yeah, no, I did not. They don't have a football program. It was Oklahoma State.
There you go.
They had some of the better turnover margins in the Big 12 while
this
I was there.
This is true.
That's where I probably got it.
But, yeah, I mean, anytime you can create turnovers and not turn the ball over, you're going to be in good shape. But we were able to do that, and we talked about that all week with our kids. And I talked about it on the show last week. Ponca City was hungry. They were ready for this game. If they won this game, it would make their year. So we needed to go out and have a fast start, squash any momentum that they thought that they had. And I thought we did that. We came out firing. We got up 14-0 right off the bat. And, that bodes well for us for the rest of the game.
You see a 14-0 lead at the outset and a final score and a 22-point victory. You think it might all be smooth sailing. It wasn't. There were some nervous moments, I would think. I mean, it was early in the second quarter still, but Ponca City had the football a couple times, in fact, driving with a chance to take the lead, cut that lead from 14-0 to 14-10. I mentioned the DeAndre Williams interception right before the end of the first half, and then you guys went down and scored, and a big difference between being down 17-14 or up just 14-10. All of a sudden, you're up a couple scores, an 11-point lead going into the third quarter, and then you guys really put it on in the third.
Well, true, but at the same time, if you're in the game and you know what exactly is transpiring during the game, you know that it wasn't as close as what the score may seem. You know, we had a couple of defensive busts that allowed them to extend drives. We had busts offensively that kept us out of end zones with, you know, again, back to our own nemesis. We had a couple of dumb penalties that stopped a couple of drives where, you know, we could have very easily been up, you know, 35, you know, 6 or 10 going into halftime. So it's the flow of the game. I felt like we were in control of the game the whole time. You're absolutely right. That was a big interception by DeAndre Williams right before the half. That allowed us to go down and score again before we went into the half. But that was a great play by him. You know, he recognized the screen, made a great play on the ball, and that you know, he's a good player. You know, good player for us, and I was happy for him to get that interception.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee here during the John McKee Show on K1, live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall every Wednesday evening. I was glad you brought that up because there were a couple drives where I think maybe you had to go for it on fourth down deep inside Ponca City territory. I know you ended up having to go for it in like a fourth and 22 after a penalty and a sack and something like that. So you guys have put yourself in a spot to score or be in field goal range or something like that inside the Ponca City 20 or so, and then the drive stalled. And I think that there were two drives in between when the Wildcats had 10 unanswered there where you really were in a position to score but ended up not getting any points.
That is correct. You know, I never want to blame officials for anything because they do a very tough job, and, you know, it's a thankless job, but we were down in their territory, and we get a couple of questionable, you know, calls, which it's going to happen in a game, put us in a bad spot where, as you mentioned, it's fourth and, you know, 22, but we're on a position right there on the 30 where it doesn't really give us an advantage to punt the ball.
Right.
And so it's kind of a borderline thing where, I mean, we felt like we had a good play call, and we went with it and didn't get the first down. And, you know, it is what it is. It happens sometimes, but, you know, we've got to be smarter and try and eliminate some of those penalties.
Let's see, Garrett Meidel, 17 for 25 through the air, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 296 yards. It's hard to compare, you know, a game against Muskogee versus your game against the Wildcats last week, but how much did he benefit from an extra week of practice and then also getting those reps against the Ruffers 7 days prior?
Sure. I mean, obviously the talent level that Ponca City is going to throw out there in the back end is not – It's not as good as Muskogee. That goes without saying. But I thought Garrett got a lot better during the week. He was more comfortable with his reads, and it's just the touch on the ball he's getting so much better at. So again, more the reps he gets, the better he's going to get.
And also, your running backs had 73 yards from DeAndre Young, 72 yards from Joe Lard. Mm-hmm. He got the bulk of those on one carry, I believe. And, boy, he looked quick. He looked shot out of a cannon there. If he gets a hole, man, he's got breakaway speed. He was faster than a lot of those defensive backs for the Wildcats.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of that young man. And he spent a lot of time last spring, running track to increase his speed and do some things there. But, you know, he broke one and got to show off that speed a little bit and almost got in the end zone. But, he, you know, guy had a great angle and got a tackle. But yeah, very, very proud of that young man. He's doing so, so much better than he did last year, and he's progressing very, very, very nicely.
7 different guys caught passes from Garrett on a Friday night, and you had Baron Tanner catch his first touchdown grab. That was the second touchdown of the ball game off a little play action right after the fumble recovery that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And also, I believe that DeAndre Young had his first career touchdown, so a couple of guys that have played a little bit found the end zone for the first time.
Wow, I didn't realize that DeAndre Young was his first touchdown.
I don't think that he's caught or ran for a touchdown the last couple of years.
Wow, okay, wow.
Did you save the football?
I did, but I didn't realize that. But yeah, I mean, the touchdown to Barron.
Now, I don't know. I don't want to put any money on it, but as far as I'm concerned, I think it was.
Okay. Hey, but good for him. But Barron Tanner, you know, scores his first touchdown on a little bang route that we called, you know, that was right after the turnover that we talked about before. But, you know, saw an opportunity, and Garrett made, again, get us out of a good play into a, or get us out of a bad play into a good one, make it a great check, and get the ball to Barron right up the seam and scores a touchdown. So
he threw a couple really nice balls on short little slant routes, crossing patterns, sure. And then you guys had some athletes make some yards after the play. I know A.J. Archambault had one of those, and I think Braden Mayhew had one as well.
You know, Braden had a great game. You mentioned those two guys. Those two guys had over 100 yards receiving apiece, which I think is the first time Braden's had that. But he had a great game, made some tough catches over the middle for us. Both those guys did. But Braden really stepped up and became that second receiver to an Archambault that we needed. We need going forward. So I thought he had a really great game, and I was pleased with his effort. DeAndre Young, you know, got the majority of the carries. I thought he ran the ball extremely tough. You know, he's starting to come out of his shell a little bit, starting to grow up a little bit, becoming more tougher and keeping his head down and running through some tackles. So I thought he had a really, really, really good game.
I think it says something that you are surprised that was DeAndre's first touchdown, and that's just his second district game of his sophomore season. So that says quite a bit about the young man. He's going to be around for a while longer.
He's hopefully going to be around for a while. Yes,
that's right.
But he just keeps getting better. You know, he's getting, he feels more comfortable now with our offensive scheme. He feels more comfortable with himself. And again, you know, he was a freshman last year that we used at times in the backfield. And, you know, he's a scared little pup, but he's starting to mature, starting to grow up.
He's not that little.
And again, starting to realize that, hey, I'm not the littlest guy on the field. I can do some things. So I'm really excited about what he brings to our offense going forward.
How much does this help with your team's confidence just going forward the next couple of weeks? We talked about it a bit last week, but it was almost like a perfect storm with the really tough non-district schedule, the really tough start to the district with Muskogee, all the injuries you had weeks 2 through 4. But you get back on track, you get a little bit more healthy. Schedule eases up a little bit with a road game at Ponca City. You get a win, and now you get 2 weeks off to really think about it and focus on Sepulpa, and the Chieftains are winless as it is right now.
Sure. I mean, but any time you can get that first district win out of the way, especially early on, it bodes well for the rest of your district play because, I mean, we know what we have in front of us. You know, the way the district shapes up and us not playing at Capitol Hill this Friday, of course, everybody's going to get that district win going in, but it puts you in a position where you're left with a Sepulpa, a Bixby, a Sand Springs, and a Booker T. Washington. In order for us to make the playoffs, in order for us to get into the playoffs, guaranteed, if you want to call it that. Now, there's a lot of mathematical things that can happen, but if we win two more games, then we're almost assured a spot in the playoffs, and that's what we look at, and that's our goal right now is to make the playoffs, and that's what we're going to do.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, Bruins coming off a nice 42-20 win over Ponca City last week, and by the way, we've got a recap of that ball game. Full game audio along with highlights available on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Haven't even mentioned them yet, but we've got Bartlesville defensive back Easton Hammond, senior, with us this evening. So we'll take a break and we'll hear from Easton coming up next. It's the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Welcome back to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Easton Hammonds, Bartlesville senior defensive back, joining us on the program this evening as our player profile. And Easton, thanks so much for coming. How's it going so far?
It's going well. It's going well. It was important to get a win last week against Ponca City. It was a good district win for us, and hopefully it would give us a little bit of momentum going into the bulk of our schedule here towards the end.
Last week we had Mr. Williams talking with us, DeAndre Williams. This week we have you, and you guys are pretty much it. I think I mentioned last week as far as returners, returning starters at least from last year's team. How much pressure have you felt to lead a little bit this season with you two being the only ones that are back?
Well, you know, it hurt losing Jamone. He would have been another returner for us at the midnight scrimmage. So, but you know, not a whole lot of pressure. Not a whole lot of pressure. You just got to take it in stride, and you just got to do your job, and you got to encourage that among the others, and eventually, you know, the chips will fall, and we'll be in good shape.
And I know that you're a Bartlesville guy. You grew up here, correct?
Right.
Were you
yes,
born
sir.
Here?
I was born here.
Born and
life.
Bred, Barshin, yes, Easton Hammonds with us, and you've started a defensive back all three of my seasons that I've been with K1. So you've been back there as a defensive back for a while. Walk me through your progression, just how you felt from when you started football as a varsity player until now your senior season, because a little bit of ups and downs. You're here as a senior after you had a lot of success as a junior, and I know that a lot of people kind of dream of having that state championship run and undefeated season or whatever as a senior, but you had some of that as your junior year, and now you're here as a senior bringing along some younger guys.
Yeah, I came up as a sophomore, and I had, you know, three amazing defensive backs back there with me, you know, A.J. Parker, who was incredible and really helped me along, and, you know, my two safeties, Dave and Nate, were incredible, and it was just easy to come up with the good leadership and such great talent by those three. So it made it easy. It made it easy to learn the scheme, learn the defense. And I just have gotten comfortable as I've progressed. And, you know, last year started to get a little bit more. And as a senior, you seem to figure it out. And you have a confidence level that you don't have your 2 years prior. So as a senior this year, you know, I just feel a lot of confidence. And this secondary we have right now is, aside from Matt and I, you know, is young, and they're very talented. And, you know, we got Tom behind me is going to be a great cornerback for us. And I'm excited where the secondary is going to be even after I'm gone. But as far as growing up, I've had great guys that have shown me the way and have helped me, you know, get used to this program.
I was glad you mentioned that, because how much did it benefit playing with an A.J. Parker and a David Wiseman and a Nate Hansen, the guys that you've already mentioned the past few years, and getting you ready for kind of taking over the leadership role and then being one of the main coverage guys in the secondary as a senior?
You know, oh my goodness, you know, having A.J. there, it's kind of intimidating. But, you know, he was never like that. You know, he really helped me a lot. I learned a lot from A.J., somebody who was the best cornerback in the state last year. And he was, you know, it was amazing learning from him, you know, the footwork, the technique, and it just was really beneficial. And having Dave and Nate back there to give calls, it really worked out well. It really worked out well.
We can come back around to football stuff in a second, but tell us a little bit about yourself. What does Easton Hammonds like to do when he's not playing football and eating at Garfield's?
Well, coming into this time of year, I love to hunt.
Okay.
Love to fish, you know, camp and everything like that.
What are you
that.
Usually hunting for?
I like rabbit hunting is my favorite thing to
oh,
do,
okay.
Honestly.
Well, that's a
honestly,
different one.
It's rabbit and quail are some of my favorite animals to hunt, but yeah.
Okay. And then favorite movie? Favorite TV show right now?
It's a football movie. Facing the Giants is my favorite.
Okay.
My favorite
I don't know that I've
movie.
Even heard of that one.
Yeah.
You know that, Coach McKee?
Vaguely, yes.
Vaguely, okay. Go ahead, sorry.
No, absolutely. It's a faith movie with, you know, football, and it just really combines, you know, it's a great movie, great family movie to watch.
Mm-hmm. TV show?
Is it right now, or is it just overall my favorite?
We got all the time in the world.
It's a throwback one. My favorite TV show is The Andy Griffith Show.
Believe it or not,
so that is my favorite show. I grew up watching that with my grandparents, but right now my favorite TV show is probably NCIS.
Okay. And you're an old soul, Easton, I'll tell you right now. NCIS and Andy Griffith. That sounds a lot like what my grandpa watches, to be honest with you.
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah, 88 years old, that's what he likes. No, that's good stuff. Leave It to Beaver. Do you like Leave It to Beaver?
I've never seen it.
Well, that's
I've correct. Never seen that one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had a Leave It to Beaver history lesson on K1 in the mornings here just a couple of days ago, so that's the only reason I ask it. Let's see here. Who are some of your friends on the team, some guys that you grew up with, some of those seniors? I know that you've only got a couple other seniors with you on the defensive side, but who have you been with over the course of your career consistently?
Well, A.J. Garrett and I have played together ever since I started playing football in sixth grade. I started a little bit later than most people, and I was automatically on a team with them. And so we've been growing up playing together for a long time. So, Joe Fodor and I, Joe's probably my best friend on the team. You know, Joe and I are real close friends, and he's a good player.
I know that you play baseball or football.
Whatever season it is. Okay. Whatever season. I know I probably should say football with my coach sitting here next to me. But
I think that means the answer is baseball because the football coach is
No,
right here.
No, that's not it. It's whatever season it is. I've always been like that.
Now, I know your dad's a Royals fan. Who do you cheer for, college and pro, for any of these?
Well, I'm a big Royals fan as far as baseball goes, but I'm a big Oklahoma Sooners fan in college football. It's a trying time right now, so hopefully we can get some things figured out. But
we'll see how trying it is after Saturday. It could get real trying if Oklahoma doesn't win on Saturday. Coach McKee, you have a question for Easton?
No, I don't have a question. I have a memory I'll share with you. How about that? And this is what makes, Easton special. But I can remember him as a freshman. Each year after the freshman season is over, we invite those guys to come up and join the varsity. If they choose. Some of them have other sports that they go to, this, that, and the other, but we'll have a handful that come up and join the varsity and go to practice and do that. And Easton was one of those guys, and I can remember we're doing one-on-one drills with the varsity. It's late in the year, and we got these freshmen up, and he's not scared. Easton jumps in there, and he's going toe-to-toe with our varsity receivers and doing a really good job. So that just stuck out to me, and that shows his grit, his competitiveness, God bless him. Easton's not the fastest guy in the world. He's not the tallest guy in the world, but he makes up for that because of his grit, and he's going to go fight you. He's going to go battle you, and you know exactly what you're going to get out of him each and every play. And he's much like a Nate Hansen. They're very, very intelligent, very smart. They do a really, really good job of route recognitions, recognizing routes and knowing where to be on a route so they can make a play on the ball. So just a tremendous, tremendous young man, a great ambassador for our high school, for our program, and I couldn't be more proud of Easton.
Easton, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Easton Hammonds, Bartlesville starting cornerback for the Bruins this season. We'll take our final break, come back, we'll talk a little bit about what BHS has in store for the bye week, and then maybe just a bit about the Chieftains. It's the final segment of the John McKee Show coming up on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise, or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's Little Big Bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh-made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh-made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl Combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl Combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl Combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl Combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl Combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
Welcome back to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach and Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, also Easton Hamlin's with us this evening. Bruins off on Friday, as we've been talking about the last few minutes. Bartlesville scheduled to play Capitol Hill. That game was canceled officially, three, 4 weeks ago, it seems like?
Yeah.
So no game for Bartlesville this week. We talked a bit about how you felt about the bye week a couple of weeks ago. How do you feel about the second bye week?
Having two is not so good. I don't think I'm going to enjoy this one as much as the other one because, I mean, for relatively, we're pretty healthy at this point, and we just need to keep going. But that being said, we have the bye week, and it allows us a couple of weeks to prepare for the rest of district play. But we've used, these last couple of days, like today was really, really tough on our kids. That was for a reason. But, it gives us some time to, again, like we did in the first bye week, reevaluate what we're doing, reevaluate our personnel, if we can do something better, this, that, and the other. But it gives us some time. Normally we go through a normal work week, and Mondays are install day, scouting reports and things of that nature, and we go Tuesday, Wednesdays are hard days, tough days where we a lot of inside and team and those things. Thursday is usually a day where we kind of back off. We have a script that we do every Thursday, kind of a game situation type thing. This Thursday, we're not going to do that. Tomorrow will be a practice just like today. So it gives us an extra practice, if you will, to get in there. So that's always good this time of year to work on our stuff. We've kind of approached this week as like we did the first, bye week, where we work on us this week, and then we'll worry about Sepulpa come next week. So it's kind of what we've done this week.
Yeah, and that led me right to my next question, that you won't talk about the Chieftains, I guess, as a club until next week. Sepulpa is going to play at Bixby on Friday, so they don't have their bye week just yet. Chieftains 0-5 thus far in the season, which surprised me a little bit. They do have some close losses in there, so I don't think that by any means it's going to be a complete pushover, but they are winless going into a tough game against Bixby. I did want to speak about the district for a moment before we wrap the program up. Muskogee and Booker T, only 2-0 teams in the district through the first couple of weeks of district play. Ponca City and Sepulpa, the only teams that are 0-2, so everyone else either 0-1 or 1-1. And obviously, the game of the week in the district last week was Muskogee against Bixby.
Sure.
We already thought that the Ruffers were for real, but certainly if they didn't believe us, it's proven now as they beat Bixby by 3 in a barn burner. I didn't get a chance to see it, obviously, but 45-42, Ruffers beat the Spartans on Friday, and that, I'm sure, was an interesting one throughout the state.
Sure, no doubt. I mean, obviously Muskogee's a very talented ball club, and if you look at the score, I mean, if you're comparing scores, I know that's a little bit different, but you look at a Bixby ball club that probably should have or had a chance to beat a Jinx, who many people consider to be the best team in the state, and then Muskogee goes and beats them. I mean, they're pretty good. They've got a tremendous amount of athletes on both sides of the ball, and they're very talented. So it'll be an interesting game this Friday between Muskogee and Booker T. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Muskogee really had a tough start to the district schedule.
No
they
kidding,
had to come
man.
Here. And then they had to play a Bixby and then Booker T, so that you could argue that they've gotten the three teams right underneath them with those district standings out of the way in the first three ball games.
Well, when you say start, I mean, they did beat us 63-6.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was real tough on them.
Well,
but, hey.
I wasn't going to go
there.
We
can laugh about that now, but having to go Booker T and Bixby back-to-back, I mean, that's tough. So we'll see how they come out on the other end of it. But again, a very, very talented ball club that hopefully if we get into the playoffs, we'll have a chance to see those guys again somewhere down the road.
Red River on Saturday, Texas and Oklahoma. Who do you have in that one?
Oklahoma win by 21.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think Texas is better than they were last year, and the Longhorns beat.
No, Texas has too much turmoil going on, and this, that, and the other, and that's not always good for
any
team.
Wouldn't it seem like it'd be better if a lot of the big honchos just kept their mouths shut throughout the main part of the season?
It's college football. It's high school football. It's never
going
to happen.
Going on with Texas?
It's never going to happen.
You saw what Boone Pickens said about Oklahoma State a couple of weeks ago?
Why do you got to do that
in the middle of October or September?
I have no idea. You should see what Mr. Potter says about me. I mean, you know.
right.
My goodness.
Yeah, lots of strife going on. Coach McKee, appreciate it. We'll be back with you next week. And looking forward to talking about the Chieftains.
Absolutely.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. It's been the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Thank you to Easton Hammonds and also Trey Stump back in the studio. Kevin Potter wanted me to say hello to my parents because we talked about them watching
huge Andy Griffith fans, right?
Yeah, big Andy Griffith fans. So hello to the Farbachs back in Wichita. And for John McKee and Easton Hammonds, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. Unfortunately, no Cardinal baseball for you. Redbirds done. They would be playing in that NL wildcard game had they been able to get the Giants to lose one of those games
against the Dodgers last weekend.
Sometimes
it's a rigged competition, you know.
Yeah, so anyway, well, the NL wildcard game is coming up tonight. It's going to be the Giants against the Mets. Unfortunately, no Redbirds on K1 this evening. Coach McKee, appreciate it. See you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Back to you, Trey. Thanks so much.
Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.